Shoes and hands are examples of pairs that are mirror images of each other. They can't fit each other's functions. Neither do L amino acids in all of our proteins match D amino acids that are extremely rare or now made only artificially. These mirror amino acids don't fit into our proteins without knocking out the protein's functions, akin to the loss if we ingest the oddball defensive amino acid cannabinine in alfalfa sprouts. Don't eat too much. Now researchers are working toward creating, ultimately, whole organisms step-by-step that use D amino acids. The organisms could never evolve naturally. All life on Earth evolved from a common ancestor to use only L amino acids. A mirror-life organism might survive and even thrive in the lab. It won't find D amino acids to grow on, but it could make its own. It likely would have no competitors nor organisms among all other life that could eat it, neutralize it, or kill it. Very plausibly, it could infect other organisms with no immune system able to control it. If it gets out in the world, whoa, think it over, plan very carefully, or stop. Katarzyna Adamala and 37 other authors from 9 nations across the globe published an article in the journal Science on December 20th. They urged the most extreme caution in research. Right you are. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.